Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just talked to a young lady and asked her about a direct withdrawal out of my checking account, and they immediately hung up on me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me get your account pulled up here so I can assist you further. Is this Mr. Kevin McCullough?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And just for security purposes, could you verify your address, please?
1258 Medina Drive, Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm showing on the account there is the Vibe Fitness Watch. Looks like it was ordered on a risk-free trial basis back on November the 22nd. There was a shipping charge of $7.92. It's kind of like a try it before you buy it program the company offers. You know, gives you a chance to, you know, receive the watch and use it, see how you like it before deciding if you want to, you know, return it or keep that and pay the full price of the $59.97.
Oh, my God, did I get robbed. Son of a gun, I knew I shouldn't have trusted it.
Okay.
Oh, God, help me. You got to watch out for these scams. You have to be so careful. All it said was pick anything you want. You know, whatever this, I thought it was through Home. It said it was through Home Depot, and then all you got to do is pay the shipping. Wow, what a deal! I said, but geez, nobody gives you nothing for nothing. But I spent so much money. I says, hey, maybe this is a good company. There's no such thing as a good company. We're
oh, goodness,
just business.
I certainly do apologize.
You understand what your company has done.
I do apologize. I know they put the information on the site where you put your card number in, but I'm at a call center. I work for customer support from many different companies.
I know. Nobody can help anybody. I understand the whole process. I'm done with your company. I was buying the product every month as a good customer, and you did this to me.
Goodness.
That is so sad.
You guys
don't need money that bad. Why do you need money that bad?
I work for the customer support for the company that actually shipped out the watch, not the company you did the survey for. What I could do, sir, I'm so sorry for the misunderstanding. I would be happy to issue a 35% courtesy refund on that charge for you today. You'd have that refund within 3 to 5 business days as a credit back to your card. And, of course, this was just a one-time thing with them. There wouldn't be any further.
So I still lost 65%. How did you get into my checking account?
The same card that you used to pay the shipping and handling was the card that they used to, you know, do that end of trial charge.
Oh, I know why, because the credit cards wouldn't accept you because it's a fraud company. That's, now I'm getting it.
Well,
now
it's
all coming together.
Company, they just, it's the company you signed up with a trial with. I mean, I could go as far as to put my employee discount on there with that. It'd be 50% off. But yes, sir, I mean, I fully understand that you did not see the information, but the company that offers the watch, they do have to disclose in their terms and conditions about the trial and, you know, the full price after the trial expires and phone number to call if the customer wants to cancel a return. So, yes, sir, I'm so sorry that there was the misunderstanding, but, you know, at this point I do see that they did not honor that charge. But if you would like, I could use that 50% discounted rate so you'd only pay half price for it.
Okay, I'll take the half price hit. Thank you for doing what you're doing. You're a good person. Persons are good, companies are bad.
I understand your frustration. Well, let me go on ahead and get that taken care of. So you should only be charged. Let me just double check so I know I have it correct. So it could be $29.98.
They probably already went in and took it. I'm just going over my bank statement now, and that only goes, I just got it. That only goes to the, like, December 9th. So I'm sure they already went in there and whacked it.
It's not showing that they have as of yet. On my end, I don't show that the charge has gone through yet. So I'm going to send this up to them and let them know that, you know, you would pay that amount, but not the full price. And
So there's no guarantee. So there's no
Sorry.
Guarantee, but you're just doing the best you can.
Well, no, sir. I mean, they won't charge more than $29.98. That's what I'm sending to them, that you agreed to pay the half price. So they should send it through with that amount.
All right. And if I find them coming into my checking account one more time for anything.
You certainly give us a call back if there are any other charges.
I won't
refund
call back. I'll just ask the bank. How the hell, what are we going to do with this?
Okay.
That's
well,
why I understand, because that's why they wanted to accept the credit card, because if it was on a credit card, I would have said, hey, wait a minute here, and my credit card would back me, and I would deny the charge. So now it all makes sense. And it was set for $7.92 for a Fitbit. I said, what the hell? I don't even want the thing. I give it for a present.
Okay.
So I understand how the operation works. All right. Thanks for getting me my helping me the best you can.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Would you like the confirmation number or anything like that for the account for your records?
Please.
Yes, sir. That will be 1449012.
Okay, at least I got some ammunition if they come after me.
Yes, sir. Like I said, if there are any other charges besides that $29.98 on your card, you give us a call back and we'll make sure that, you know, it is credited back. But you shouldn't see anything further since it's just a one-time deal for that one watch that they shipped out.
Yeah, and I seen that come up again on my emails or whatever. Oh, my God. I'll never, ever, ever trust that again. All right. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling customer support, and bye-bye.
Yep.